Steve Gallo is joining us again as we try to wind into the season getting started as far as fantasy football. And remember, it'll be Fridays at 3 o'clock from 3 until 4 because of the coaches show with Dirk Cutter. I still don't know what time Dirk Cutter is, but good afternoon, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You sound much better. The phone line connection is excellent today.
Well, it is good. Maybe the weather's turning for a better option.
Anyway, anything you want to talk about as far as fantasy football that you saw now that everybody's played a weekend of games?
Well, I guess I first should start off by saying I come bearing gifts.
Oh, what do you got? Like, you know,
I got a special discount code for the listeners.
Oh, nice. This is for thehuddle.com, right?
Yes, they can save $10 off their subscription to thehuddle.com using WDAE10, and that's the number 10, WDAE10, to save $10 off.
Damn, that's a good deal. It's not that. So how much would that make the subscription?
Oh, you're going to ask me a question? I haven't paid for my membership in 10 years.
Well, I have, but I don't. I just automatically click it on.
if you win your league, the amount doesn't matter, I think.
That's true.
Tell you what, when we come out of the next break, I'll have an answer for how much it is because I don't know how much the subscription is.
I think it's like $25 or $30.
$20, $30, something like that.
Yeah, so you get it for that. So that ain't nice. So WDAE10 is the code to put in there for your discount.
$10 off.
Nice. Anyway, what'd you think? Did you see the Bucks at all last night?
Last night I got home in the evening around 5:30, and when I walked in the door, I got a migraine that hit me and hammered me down. But I woke up to see the end of the first half, to see Jameis and the guys still playing. I saw enough to say I think that you guys are going to have a pretty nice season ahead of you, both on both sides of the ball, quite honestly.
Even with their schedule?
You know what? Yeah, even with their schedule, I think that you've got some guys on the defensive side that are going to step up. Now, one of the first plays I saw from Hargreaves was the touchdown that he didn't give up that should have been given up.
Yeah.
But that aside, I still think that defense is going to surprise a ton of people. And I've heard people say they won't be surprised if Jameis is in the running for MVP this year. With the weapons you guys have, I have to be honest and say I can see that myself too.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it happens. That means we're going to the playoffs.
Oh, I think the playoffs are, as long as people stay healthy.
Don't say that. Don't jinx it.
You say that for 32 teams, though, and it's a game of attrition. You know that. It's a game of attrition for both the NFL side and fantasy side. So I think the Bucks have the depth necessary also, you know, with the pieces that they've added in the D-Jacks and stuff like that, that will help them along the way.
Did you think that because Jacksonville didn't have their secondary in place for this game that it made a difference what Jameis did last night?
Probably. I mean, there's no denying that, but I don't put as much into preseason as most.
Neither people. Do I. That's what I was pointing out.
I want to see them stay healthy, right? I want to see that they've got some pep in their step. They don't look like they're ailing or, you know, like Deshaun Jackson's had some injuries over his time. You want to make sure he doesn't have a little gimp in his limp and something like that. I just want to see that they seem to be gelling on the same page, stuff like that. Execution's what's important. The end result isn't. Good example, it's not the Bucks, but it was in that game. Penny to Allen Robinson on the very first pass goes down as an 0-for-1 on the stat sheet. It should have been a touchdown.
Right.
So, you know, the coaches in the film room, they're going to look at that. Henny's got a big plus because of that. So the execution is what matters, not necessarily the end result. Because remember, it's a team game and every action has a reaction. So Jameis can only do so much. If Mike Williams doesn't catch it, is that against Jameis or is that against Mike? So just a couple of examples right there. So I don't put as much weight into the preseason as many do.
Well, good. Neither do I. Not even into game three?
Nope. I mean, you see even less. First of all, everything's vanilla. No one's showing any cards. Again, you want to see them get in, get healthy, get some reps. I'll use an example. Joe Flacco, they say, is going to be ready for week 1. He might practice a maximum of 2 weeks. That, and he's not going to play in the final preseason game. That's where you start to worry about, is there rust? So you just want to see that they're knocking off rust and that it looks like they haven't regressed and that their mechanics are good and stuff like that.
All right. We're seeing important people, Steve, getting tweaked in the preseason, like TJ Yeldon got a hamstring pull. That's not good. You got to play your guys, but your head coach has to make a determination what's good for them and what's not good for them, don't they?
To say that there's a lot of people that say that the reason for these injuries are the fact that they don't get to practice enough, believe it or not. It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, quite honestly. I think as long as you don't expose your stars overtly to too much risk. Look, accidents happen, injuries happen. It's just a part of the game. But you don't want to be stupid about it and have them in there when they shouldn't be in there. And then you say, well, you know what, that's on the coach. You have to get guys work. So if it happens, it happens. But, yeah, soft tissue injuries concern me more than tweaked ankles and such because yes. Those types of things can linger.
Yep, they sure can. And you don't want any of that to happen. But when they do, you have to get it taken care of right away. And you have, with Jacksonville, you have Fournette with the sore toe, which he's had since his senior year in college. And now you have TJ Yeldon with a bad hamstring. I don't know how bad the toe is, but that's been an ongoing thing. Yeldon is in a soft tissue injury. You know, that's not good if you're Jacksonville. You have to have an offense, and you have to have a run game, and they don't have a run game.
Well, they don't have a quarterback right now.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
And I'll say this. Fournette is ADP-wise. He comes in at number 10, and I think a lot of people think that he's a value where they're getting him. I can't get on that train. The offense scares me. And, yes, you can have a running back that's good on a bad team, but you're capped. I mean, how much ceiling do you truly have? And there's nothing but a lot of downside there. Could they decide they want to protect Bortles, they want to protect Henny, and really try to pound the ball? Sure they could. But that still is going to just – I don't know that that's what I want out of my top 10 running back, which is why I'm going different directions in that round, in that area where you get him in most drafts.
I don't blame you. You know, Cam Newton is – I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play a down in preseason. Would you?
Nope, neither would I.
And do you think that will affect him?
I think it has to. To some extent, I think it has to. You've got to be concerned with guys like Cam, with guys like Flacco, with guys like Andrew.
Well, he's another one, yeah.
They need to work on it's chemistry. It's that timing aspect of it. We know they could throw a ball through a brick wall if they had to. But can they hit somebody in stride when they need to? They got to learn to feel the pressure again. All that kind of stuff is what you call getting in football shape, both mentally and physically. So that's where my concerns are. And honestly, the Cam thing, love Christian McCaffrey, think that that's a great pick for that team. But you have to have some reservations about how Cam throws the short balls and to, you know, running backs. They caught, what, total 44, 45?
It wasn't good. Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah.
And for where McCaffrey's going in drafts, you need to get him up to 65, 70 catches probably because you know he's not going to hit 200, 225 carries. So as electric and great a player as he possibly could be, that's where you have to really look at the difference in these drafts of risk versus reward. And I don't like a lot of risk in the first few rounds, so I might limit my reward a bit. But I know that when I come out of those first 3 to 4 rounds, I'm safe. I'll take my risk in the mid to late rounds.
You think Chad Henne's going to be the starter for Jacksonville when it's all said and done?
It won't shock me. And, man, you know what? NFL, not for long. That's not just for football players. That's for coaches, too. So you have to wonder what that says, what ownership says to their coaching staff if they allow that to happen.
You would think they wouldn't, but they have. And now they've created a controversy. So we'll see what's that.
Well, I was going to say, you know how you look at people's, if you're doing an interview and you do them on the radio all the time, so you can't see people's body language, but when you interview people in person, be it for jobs or whatever you're doing it for, or you're just interacting with people. Their body language tells you a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw Allen Robinson on a clip say, keep it in bounds, dude. Like, that's, to me, that speaks louder than anything, because that means he doesn't have the confidence of the players he's throwing the ball to. That frustration level didn't come just from one play. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's something that has to be built up, and now it's coming over. So I think that there's a huge chance that Henny could play. I really do.
Well, and it gives, you know, if you're Maroney, you have to say, who gives me the best chance to win? You can't sit there and go in your first year and stay with the project of, you know, of Bortles, because you're going to get fired too. And I see Tom Coughlin just, he's not going to put up with it. He's evaluating everybody when he's sitting up there. You're not going to get away with anything with Tom Coughlin.
Right, and you know, that's the key here. Bortles is not the head coach's boy.
Yeah.
If we were in year three and that was his boy, you would not be hearing Chad Henne's going to get a chance, because then that means you got the axe at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
if not sooner. But this is where, you know, Maroney can say, look, this isn't my guy. He's not working. Let me go with this. We've got to do something. I've got to show this team that I have their best interests at heart, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes so that we can try to be successful.
Well, and do you think that uplifts the rest of the team? I mean, they're clearly not behind Bortles. They just, and I don't know what the hell has happened to him, but they have to make a switch. And it's you can see the team is not behind him. So you have to do something, don't you?
You do. And here's something. I don't know who this can be attributed to, but I've always liked to use this quote. Leaders don't choose who will follow them. Followers choose who will lead them. And it's clear that Jacksonville offense does not want to see Blake Bortles leading them.
Well, he's dug his own grave, basically. He's got bad mechanics, and he doesn't do anything well as far as that. Let's go to the Bucks kicker, and we don't do kickers on fantasy, but we're going to have to say this, the decision to go with ultra inconsistent Roberto didn't give the Bucks any relief when they went with Folk, because it was still the same thing after game two. So what the hell do you do?
Actually, there is something different. And this is not just necessarily from the team, but from the fan base. What did you hear after every Roberto miss? Look at the pick they wasted, right?
Yeah.
They've basically erased that from – it'll fade. Nick Folk, you won't hear that when he misses. So in a sense, it's they're trying to absolve themselves of their own mistake by doing that. And it will help, because – the focus isn't now on we wasted this second round pick. That will fade away. It'll just be Nick Folk. It's easier to move on if he screws up. Go get another kicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, so
more PR.
The Bucks have, you know, and it's not just the Bucks. Second round picks are doomed. There's not a lot of good second round picks around in this league, unless you're, you know, the Bucks have not had any luck with good second round picks.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but you also know as well as I do, when you reach for a guy that's perceived to be a reach, that just that throws the magnifying glass tenfold on that player, on whether if they're successful or not.
Do you think Chicago has anything to lose by picking him up?
No, actually I don't, because now the pressure is relieved from him. He might be able to get his head straight. And in the end, you might hear people saying, damn, why didn't he do that for us?
Well, you're right. There's no pressure on him. And so we'll see what happens as far as that's concerned. But Folk didn't do that much better of a job. He missed a 47-yarder, and he missed an extra point. So we'll see what happens. And you bring in a guy named Zach whatever and Hawker, and he's got to do something now. But it's going to be – You have to laugh at this kicking situation, but they put themselves in that position themselves, and they have to live with it. All right, when do you want to go full time?
You tell me. I'm ready. I'm ready and willing when you and your callers are ready.
Well, the drafts are going to be going here pretty soon, so going. I know we're going Labor Day on our draft, and I don't know how fast these other teams are going to go, Let's wait one more week. We'll stay with 3:30 to 4, and then after that, we'll go full time.
That sounds good. And also, I looked up the rate: $29.95 for a Huddle membership, and you're going to knock off $10 using code WDAE10.
Geez, that's a third. That's pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, bud. Appreciate it.